بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. We begin with part number 9 on the subject of the rejectionist Shia, clarifying what the Ummah needs to know concerning the creed of this sect, so that people don't fall into deceptions and or the trap of politics or emotions regarding this matter, but rather by the will of Allah stand on the firm foundation which gives allegiance to the pure Tawheed, away from shirk, which contradicts the essence of the message of the messengers. The subject we're still discussing is their creed with respect to the Quran. And in the part 8, we talked about their false claim that the Quran is incomplete, and there is omission, and there is a missing Quran with Ali, which the other Imams also received, and so on. We presented the information concerning this matter from the books of Ahlul Sunnah first, and now we will shed the light on the sources of this false claim in the books of the Shia themselves. First book in which this falsehood was recorded in is the book of Sulaym bin Qais. Who died in the year 90 after Hijrah. And this book is highly praised by the Shia in verification and in praising its contents, to the extent that they mentioned that it is the Abjad of the Shia. And you know, the Abjad is the alphabetics, and that it is, as described by some of them, a secret from the secrets of the household of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, as put by Agha Bazrik al-Tahrani in his book Al-Dhari'a, volume 2, page 152. And also you may see Hamish Wasail al-Shia, volume 2, page 42, number 4. And Al-Nu'mani mentioned that there is no disagreement amongst all the Shia, from those who carried the knowledge and transmitted it from the Imams, there is no dispute that the book of Sulaym bin Qais al-Hilali is a foundation from the greatest foundations of Usul and most and the oldest. And they attributed that whatever is in that book is a reference to the Shia. As An-Nu'mani put it in his book Al-Ghaybiyya, page 61, And Al-Majlisi mentioned that it is one of the foundations of the foundations of the Shia. And in that, he even relates that he relates four narrations to them, indicating that Ali ibn al-Husayn, and he is innocent from what they claim, that this book was read before him, and that he commented by saying, Sadaqa Sulaym, Sulaym spoke the truth, as in Bihar al-Anwar, volume 1, page 156-158. Now this is a book which contains the most dangerous opinions of the Abdullah bin Saba and his sect, particularly attributing divinity to Ali and describing him with qualities only fitting to Allah, the Lord of all that exists. Some of the narrations in this book addressed Ali with the following titles: Ya Awwal, O First; Ya Akhir, O Last; Ya Zahir, Most Apparent, Most High; Ya Batin, Most Near; Ya Man Huwa Bi Kulli Shay'in Alim, O Ali, the One Who is All Knowing of All Things. And that this description came from the son to Ali, and that it was heard by Abu Bakr and Umar and the Muhajireen and the Ansar, and so they fell unconscious, then awoke after hours. This is in the book of Sulaym bin Qays, bin Qays al-Hilali, page 38. Print of Al-A'lami, and page 31-32, the print of Al-Najaf. These attributes are the attributes which Abdullah bin Saba and his sect gave to Ali, and which was inherited by the 12 Imamite sect of the rejectionists. And as we know, these are awsaf, attributes of Allah, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala described himself in Surah Al-Hadid, verse 3, هو الأول والآخر والظاهر والباطن وهو بكل شيء عليم. He is the first, nothing is before him, the last, nothing is after him, the most high, nothing is above him, and the most near, nothing is nearer than him, and he is the all knower of all things. So to this extent of exaggeration and excessiveness in praising these narrations and attributing it to Ahlul Bayt, even to the household. And these statements also that was uttered or were uttered by the most senior of their shiyukh, and to the extent, as we learned earlier, considered it one of the greatest foundations and greatest secrets of Al Muhammad, and this is a secret of the Prophet and his family and his family. This is interesting because even in some books of the narrators in the books of Shia, considered the one who narrated this book from Sulaym as weak. And the one who reported is Aban bin Abi Ayyash, And even Aban ibn Abi Ayyash is considered weak by Ahl Sunnah. Yet they clung to what's in it. Even some of the Shia claim that the author is unknown. And some of its narrations are problematic, but they say whatever appears to be problematic does not invalidate